This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Football is back, so is Ross Tucker, and on the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Make sure to check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, daily NFL podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Ross joining us now on the Fan Hotline. Ross, football's back, which means you're back every single Wednesday at 4. Glad to have you back, buddy.
Well, I'm glad to be back. I get texts and social media at Ross Tucker NFL. People go through withdrawal. I mean, some say they don't know how to live without it. So I'm just glad that the entire region can now set their clocks to 4 o'clock on Wednesdays, and life is all back to the way it should be.
This is the way it's meant to be. We started the show with a little bit of a disagreement on this topic. What would surprise you more with this Browns-Bengals game? A Browns win or the Browns being blown out by Cincinnati?
Browns win. Hmm. Yeah, I would say Browns win would surprise me. Now, I must say, Week one is kind of a different animal unto itself. So, I'm never that stunned by any individual result in week one. But the Bengals guys have invested so much into winning this game. I mean, it's really remarkable when you think about it. You know, they never used to play their guys in the preseason. They played them the entire first quarter against the Eagles week one. I think they played like the whole first half against the Commanders week two. Joe Burrow was back there taking shots and getting hit, and it wasn't looking good. But they made a concerted effort to change things in order to win this game. Like, I can't remember the last time an NFL team made this much of an adjustment, did this much to win the opening game, let alone against a team, you know, projected to win five games or whatever, like the Browns. But I guess on some level, maybe the Bengals could come in tight. Maybe they put too much pressure on this game or too much pressure on themselves. Maybe the Browns play free and clear. But, I mean, the Bengals are treating this game like it's the Super Bowl to get off to a 1-0 start.
Yeah, and Ross, I agree with you, by the way, for whatever that's worth. But something you touched on there I think is interesting. Like how much pressure-free environment the Browns are going to be playing with, and really Joe Flacco as well. Now, if you think Joe Flacco's got a quick leash with Flacco, maybe he'd be playing with a little bit more pressure. But Joe Flacco, and really this Browns team in general, should be about as carefree as it gets.
You would think so. I mean, the expectations are very, very low. And I think sometimes that makes teams dangerous, right? Because when the expectations are as low as they are, you know, maybe the coach can be a little bit more aggressive, maybe a little bit more creative. You know, I mean, Flacco's playing with house money at this point. I mean, I think a lot of people are surprised even playing for the money he's playing for, quite frankly, with all the money he's already made. So, you know, I think he wants to play well, but I don't expect Flacco to be shy. You know, I think he's going to get out there and sling it around and have fun and let it rip. And I think on some level, that makes the Browns a dangerous team. I think eventually, you know, things kind of settle down to where they should be. But certainly early in the year, when Flacco's out there, I think it helps make the Browns a dangerous team.
Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker with us on the Fan Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. So you mentioned as long as Joe Flacco is out there early in the season, a lot of coded language there. How long of a leash do you think Joe Flacco actually has this season with Dylan Gabriel nipping at his heels?
I don't know. 4 games? I mean, I guess it depends on how those games go, but off the top of my head, I would say 4 or 5 games. You know, if as long as they're 500 or above, I would think that Flacco would stay in there, but there's a distinct possibility that they're 0-4, 0-5, 0-6. I mean, those things are very, very realistic. I think 2-4 after 6 games would be a heck of an accomplishment. I really do, with who they're playing. So I would think if the season goes like a lot of people think it might, that we'd probably see Dylan Gabriel in there by week 7 against the Dolphins. But I wouldn't be shocked if it's earlier. I mean, if they're 0-4 and things go really poorly, I wouldn't be shocked if they put him in against the Vikings, although that's over in London. I don't know if they would want to do that. But I would say I think I'd be surprised if Joe didn't start at least the first 4 games.
But what is the lowest number of wins that automatically makes Stefanski and Barry safe in your mind?
Oof. I don't think they need an – I don't think there's any number. I really don't. I mean, I don't think they'd be operating the way they're operating if they were looking at it that way, Jonathan. Like, and they shouldn't. If you're Jimmy Haslam, okay, are you going to sign off on, like, the Travis Hunter trade and trading down and so many of the moves they made? You're going to sign off on that stuff, but then if they win 3 games instead of 5, you're going to fire them? Or 4 games instead of 6? That seems pretty stupid. I mean, that seems really short-sighted for an organization that does not appear to be operating that short-sighted. I know it doesn't seem like Di Podesta's ever operated that way. Certainly, I don't think Andrew Berry is. I mean, if Andrew Berry thought that was even a thing, Jonathan, I really doubt he would have made the trade he made to trade out of number 2 unless he thought making that trade and getting an additional first-round pick next year could help him sell the ownership on keeping him for another year, which I guess is possible. Maybe it's like a reverse psychology thing. But I think that they, barring something unforeseen, I think they're back almost no matter what. Because if it really drops out and they only win 2 games and they have the number 1 pick, I mean, there's going to be a lot of excitement about, hey, we got the number 1 pick and we have probably, I don't know, top 10, top 15 pick from the Jaguars. So we can get our pick of the quarterback we want and get another elite player and we still have a bunch of, you know, pretty good players on this roster.
So I think there's a lot of logic to what you're saying about why would Stefanski and Barry sign up for this. But in the season, I think we're all imagining, whether it's 3 wins, 5 wins, 6 wins, whatever you think it's going to be, at the conclusion of this, you would have had 6 seasons, 2 winning seasons, 1 playoff win, and obviously still the worst trade in NFL history. I just don't know too many coaches or GMs that survive that kind of resume, no matter who their owner is or no matter what they signed up for going into the season.
Yeah, I would agree. I think two things. I mean, the lack of success is in large part directly tied to the worst trade in NFL history, right? So only Jimmy Haslam knows how he feels about that trade. You know, was that his decision? Was it Barry's decision? I mean, at a minimum, he signed off on it, right? Knowing that it was a really, really big bet, and it didn't work out. He hasn't fired him yet, so it would seem to me that he's kind of given him a pass on that move, or he was heavily involved in that move, or whatever. And that's as big a reason as any why they haven't had that much success. I mean, the flip side would be they've also made the playoffs twice in however many years and won a playoff game and done a bunch of things that the Browns really didn't do the 20 years before that.
So with Stefanski specifically, every time we bring up Stefanski, do you think he's a good coach? We hear, he's a two-time coach of the year, and which is a valid response, by the way. But how long should two Coach of the Year awards carry Kevin Stefanski in resume versus how people feel about him?
It's a good question. You know, it's a little bit of a different conversation, but this reminds me a lot of the Kyle Shanahan conversation in San Francisco, because it's like Kyle Shanahan either goes to the NFC Championship game / Super Bowl or the Niners have a losing record. You know, I mean, his record as a head coach is 70-62. That's not all that impressive, but I think almost everyone generally considers him to be a very good head coach. If the Niners ever moved on from him, certainly there'd be a bunch of teams that would want to jump at him immediately. I mean, immediately. And he's coming off of a 6-11 team that, you know, had their quarterback the whole year and is certainly a more talented team than Cleveland. So I think those are similar conversations where it's like, how many bad years are you willing to stomach? How much of the blame for that do you put on the head coach? And I would suggest to you that Stefanski's done enough that, you know, certainly he has, in my mind, all of this year and then whatever he would get the next year. I mean, last year was really, in my mind, I don't know, seems like his first really bad year. And there's a myriad of reasons for that. But, I mean, he had a couple 11-win seasons. Even the other years when they're going 8-9, 7-10, and Baker's got COVID or whatever, they're still competitive. I thought last year was the first really, really down year.
Let me ask you, in the AFC North, I just wanted your thoughts on the Steelers, because it's not that I believe in the Steelers or anything that they're doing, but I do find it interesting, the idea that Aaron Rodgers, they thought the circus was coming to town, and it's just been awfully quiet. Now, I don't think it's going to be quiet forever, and maybe if they start losing, it does get ramped up, but has it surprised you that Rodgers has come in there, and we really have not spent much time talking about Pittsburgh?
Yeah, thank God.
Do you think people just got worn out from it? Is that what that was?
Well, yeah, you know, we got worn out from it from February, March, April, May, June, whether I was going to sign with the Steelers. I mean, I don't know how much you guys talked about it, but that was like, why has he not signed? Is he going to sign? Why is he not signing? What's going on? Then he shows up and says, oh, by the way, I'm married. And I don't know, maybe he's going to do the McAfee thing this year. Maybe he's not. But no, I'm glad we haven't talked about him that much. I don't have high hopes for them. I think it's going to be very similar to seemingly every Steelers season at this point, where they win 9 or 10 games. Maybe they make the playoffs. Maybe they don't. Maybe he can show he's more than that at this stage of his career. I tend to doubt it. I think that, to me, I've been jokingly saying that it feels like the Steelers are all in for a playoff win, right? Like, they haven't won a playoff game since whatever it is, 2015, 2016. They hear about that all the time. And when you think about the moves they've made, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Ramsey, et cetera, I think they really just want people like me to shut up and stop saying that they haven't won a playoff game in 10 years. I don't think they realistically think with this roster and Aaron Rodgers that they're going to beat the Bills or the Ravens or the Chiefs or whatever, but I think they really just want to win a playoff game, and they think this is their best chance to do so.
Ross, I will preface this by pointing out, so we can protect ourselves, that it is wildly early on either thing. But are you more out right now on Belichick's year one in Chapel Hill, or Arch Manning is the first pick in the 2026 NFL draft?
Really good question.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Two things on that. Number one, the amount of people that have suggested that their franchise is tanking this year for Arch Manning is embarrassing. Like, embarrassing. The kid had less than 100 passes last year as a backup quarterback, and yet I hear that from Browns fans all the time. All the Cowboys fans, when they trade up Micah Parsons, Jerry's tanking for Arch, he's tanking for Arch. It's like, what? You guys are embarrassing yourself. I mean, this kid hasn't even really played yet, and Ohio State just showed a lot about that. And then Belichick, has anyone done more to damage their reputation over the last 5 years than Belichick? I mean, he's the reason why Brady left. Brady wanted a little bit more money when all these guys like Derek Carr were making $30 million. Brady wanted to just get to 25 because he was at 20, and they gave him $5 million in incentives. It, like, embarrassing. I mean, Belichick is the one that made Brady leave, okay, so that Brady could go elsewhere and win a Super Bowl and show that he could do it without Belichick. And then Belichick shows he can't do it without Brady at all, and they're a disaster. Then, you know, whatever you think of his private life, and then he takes this college gig, and they get absolutely obliterated. Do I think they'll be better than that? I mean, yeah, they can't be worse. But, look, I think Arch Manning will be better as the season goes on than he was against Ohio State. I think he'll have a really good year. I think North Carolina will figure it out, and they'll be, I don't know, 500. They'll be fine, right? So I think they'll both end up being better. I guess I'm more out on Belichick having long-term success in college football because I don't think he even really wants to be there. I'm not sure why he's there, and I think that there are probably a lot of people realizing that with every day and every game, a lot of the shine off of his Patriots accomplishments is being taken away.
Ross, great stuff, buddy. Glad to have you back. We'll talk to you next Wednesday and breaking down some real football.
Later, dude.
Later, dude. That was Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Make sure to check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast daily, NFL podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We'll react to what he had to say, talking about those two Coach of the Year awards and how far they carry in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Ross is not the only person to feel this way. The amount of people lining up to be like, it's no, they're back no matter almost anything. It's like, the math just doesn't math. You don't have to be anti-Stefanski to say coaches that have two playoff seasons, playoff caliber seasons and one playoff win in six seasons, and the other four would be losing seasons. It's very rare those guys ever get a seventh season. I would damn say, it never happens because
right.
It never happens. And it's just a wild blank check to write these guys going into this season.
So you don't get that runway, 100% right. But I think the part that people are missing in this, or at least because they're not living it the same way that we're living it. That's just the reality of it. And because we know how the Deshaun Watson thing went down. It has been reported through Cleveland.com. It's been reported through The Athletic. It was, now again, we don't know the originator between Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, but we know Bart and Ernie made their way up to Jimmy Haslam. And collectively, they said, this is what we want. We want Deshaun Watson, and then Deshaun Watson and the big push that Jimmy Haslam made was matching the money and getting the money that where it needed to be. But the original idea came from Barry and Stefanski.
Mm-hmm.
We are holding them accountable with that thought process as if they are the ones that came up with it. They should be held responsible for it. Meanwhile, Ross and just talking about how this all plays out was like, well, you know, we don't really know who came up with it. We don't really know how we got there. And it's like, well, you know, you're omitting the obvious reporting that's already taken place here.
Yeah.
And so you're giving Stefanski and them a pass in that regard.
Well, and you're taking too much stock into Jimmy Haslam's own words, where Jimmy Haslam said, hey, you can put that one on me because I'm the owner. He did that because if he came out and said, it was these two guys, but I love these numbskulls, so they're getting another year, no one would want to work for him if he did move on from either guy.
Right. And I think what Jimmy in saying that, I think he was playing with the idea that everyone was
already blaming him.
Already trusting the reporting that was out there with the idea that it wasn't him that came up with the idea. Like Haslam wasn't on his couch one day and was like, I got it, guys. Deshaun Watson at all costs. That's not how it's been reported at any stretch of this this whole entire ordeal.
I just think it's interesting with Stefanski specifically. And again, I don't want Stefanski to become the new Deshaun Watson. This organization last year was so steadfast on there's nothing that can happen to this guy playing football this year where he's not going to be out there. We're going to play him until it is painfully evident that we are out of playoff contention. In a way, the Achilles injury saved us all another half season of strife watching him flail around in an offense that was incomplete, that didn't fit the rest of the personnel, and quite frankly, didn't end up fitting Deshaun Watson either. I don't want that to be Stefanski. It stinks when you don't get your pound of flesh. And what I mean by that is not that that means just because you're bad, Kevin should get fired. But the idea that it's the resolute idea of, well, doesn't matter what they do, they're back no matter what. They haven't earned that. And I understand, mm-hmm. and I do, listen, I really do understand that the Browns themselves might think, and Jimmy might think, for some reason, despite bringing these guys back for year six, I have not shaken the allegations about me as an owner, about how impetuous I am, about how involved I am. And by giving them another year, another blank slate, maybe I can beat those allegations. It's like you can't. And by the way, giving Stefanski and Barry 6 years, that is going to buy you. Coaches are going to look at this and go, oh, two winning seasons in 6 years?
Yeah, like he gave it a runway. He tried.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I can do more there with those resources that they've given that if I was in Tampa Bay, I wouldn't get.
And here's another thing I'll give Haslam a little bit of a benefit of the doubt with that I think some people are punishing for. It's like, well, you wouldn't have this big plan and take Andrew Berry with you to all these different colleges and all these different games unless you wanted him for next year. And it's like, well, hold on, take a step back for a second. And why? What do you think he's going to do? Just say, no, no, Andrew, I don't want you on the flight. I'm going to scout these guys on my own? How do you think that's going to work?
Okay, Dee Podesta can go, but Andrew, yeah, but Kevin, Andrew, you got to stay back in Berea.
Just not enough room. But hey, I believe in you this upcoming season. Like, you, like, think about what message that sends in general if you tell them, no, I don't want you here. No, you invite them on the trips. You see what their thoughts are, but you can do that with the understanding that they might not make it to the end of the year.
I think the way people talk about Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, as if there's a dramatic difference between the two. And I'm not talking about in Cleveland, because if you've watched these guys for 6 years and you believe in Kevin more than you do Andrew, I think that's an okay take, because you've watched the games. You've lived and died. You've bled with this team,
well,
right?
There is a difference between the two.
But nationally, there isn't. Outside of Cleveland, there isn't, other than one guy has two Coach of the Year awards and another guy doesn't.
I mean, for me, the difference is pretty clear, and I think Chris Moeller actually put it in an odd enough way. He put it in a way that I've been thinking about for a while, but I enjoyed hearing him say it. I think Kevin Stefanski's got a strength. I think he would be an awesome, great, fantastic offensive coordinator. It's not a head coach. It's a great offensive coordinator. I don't know what Andrew Berry does well in general
trades
at this point.
I trust him with trades for the most part.
He can get you a value if it's an Amari Cooper type deal, something mm-hmm. like that.
I mean, I think the trade he got, the trade he put together for trading down from 2 to 5 when it was a wide receiver cornerback and not a cornerback.
Have I been undervaluing his trades? Because I feel like...
But I agree with the overarching point that it's the Kevin thing's more provable than the Andrew Berry thing.
I just know with certainty. I mean, there's a lot of NFL guys that it can make different trades, and maybe I need to give Andrew a little bit more credit for that, that he's better than that than maybe I think. I really don't like his drafting ability so far. Maybe this last class will start to turn that around as well. But like with Stefanski, if he's an offensive coordinator of a team, I think very highly of that team.
Yeah, but not if he's the head coach.
But not if he's the head coach. But there's a difference there.
But I just thought it was interesting that, and I thought the Morning Boys did a good job in asking their guests, do you think Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are good at what they do? The number one thing, and this has been a trend you and I have observed and commented on for a minute.
Yeah.
The biggest defense of Kevin Stefanski right up front is two Coach of the Years. And by the way, they're valid. He earned them, right? You could make a case on any given year, 5 or 6 guys deserve a Coach of the Year. And the 2 years he won, you can make a case he deserved them. It wasn't fluke that he won them.
Right.
That also...
He still barely edged out Jonathan Gannon for the 1 year.
D'Amico Ryans.
I'm sorry. You're right about that.
I don't know why I corrected you on that like that.
No, but you're 100% right.
How dare you say Jonathan Gannon?
No, but you're right. I just misspoke there. But it was a neck-and-neck voting process. And like, would we look at it differently if it was one Coach of the Year instead of two Coach of the Years?
Well, I think that's the
thing. Or would the national media, look at it different?
Like, I understand if you're in Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, or Baltimore. Well, he can't be that bad. He's got those Coach of the Year. I get it. But I just look at it and go, okay, how long can that in a playoff win 5 years ago carry me while trying to evaluate him, because my biggest problem with Kevin is what Chris Mueller said today, which is I think he's a great offensive coordinator. I don't think he's proven to be a truly great NFL head coach.
Right.
I think part of the coach of the year was he took over for Freddie Kitchens. The expectations were finally low for that team. And during an awful season of COVID, where there were a myriad of challenges, first year in the door, wins 11 games. Like I think the Coach of the Year awards specifically tend to be, oh, that team overshot expectations. Same thing in the NBA.
Right.
I already don't feel that strong about the award in the first place as some moniker of greatness. So I don't know how long that can carry you as your analysis on a guy that we've got cold hard data on. He's had one top 10 offense, scoring offense in 5 years. He's had two winning seasons, two playoff trips, and one playoff win. Mm-hmm. At some point, that has to matter. Like what he's actually earned has to matter more than what a vote happened that is subject to narratives and human bias.
Yeah, I mean, Belichick's got it. He's won the award, I think, 3 times in total. Like, it's not. But, like, look at the odds right now for Coach of the Year award for this upcoming season. Vrabel's got the best odds to win that award. It's like, why Vrabel? Because Vrabel took a year off, and now he's with the Patriots, and there's an ascension that's going to happen there. Ben Johnson's got the second best odds. Why? Because he's with a brand new team. If he actually does something with Caleb Williams, that'll be the most impressive. Liam Cohen, first year head coach, just like Ben Johnson, he's third best odds. Jonathan Gannon, fourth. Matt LaFleur. Like, you see how this is working? This isn't working as if they actually think the best coach is going to win this award ever. It's the best story. And unfortunately for Kevin Stefanski, I guess fortunately for Kevin Stefanski, people just don't remember that.
216-474-0092. How far do the Coach of the Year awards carry Kevin Stefanski? Like, when you credit, when you talk about what the job that you think Kevin does, how much of that is the estimation? And we got Jim in Strongsville. We'll get to him in the next segment. It's the out that I think if you're trying to give this to Kevin Stefanski up front, you already have made up your mind. I don't think you have to do that yet. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You just hope that that Kevin Stefanski has the tools to run the offense as he's like, as he would like to, mm-hmm. To which I would say, that's not how this works. My response would be
no dice. Huh?
There's very few offensive coordinator head coaches in the NFL who have every tool at their disposal. You've got an elite defense potentially, or at the very least, an elite pass rush up front. Really, all you need is a functional, healthy offensive line. And if you can do that, you should be able to run the ball. Then running the ball, what happens off of that? Play action. And that should be a functional offense. I'm not asking for the greatest offense to ever see the light of day in the NFL. We're looking for functional. You've got enough to be functional if you're Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, I would say that. But if I was Stefanski, I'd argue back and be like, I have a 40-year-old quarterback. And I have, like, there are certain teams I do feel like, I feel like the Colts are one of these as well, where it's like, all right, but I have Daniel Jones. So, like, how much do you really want me to do in this equation? And it's not a defense of Stefanski there. It's just, I think this is kind of in line with why so many people say for the past 4 or 5 years, it's not all his fault, is with the lack of a quarterback play.
But so I think it's a good rebuttal if that was your Kevin face there. My rebuttal to Kevin would then be, you're the head coach. You don't choose the quarterback? You've had no say. Because that is, I will tell you, that is a sensitive subject for me. That every time I hear a defense of Kevin Stefanski, it's, well, Baker. Yeah, you're the guy who went on and was a vastly better quarterback in Tampa.
He should have been better with Baker. I would think he would even acknowledge that.
Well, but Deshaun. So he had no hand in Deshaun falling flat on his face. I'm not saying Deshaun isn't mostly to blame. Kevin didn't deserve 5%. 10% of the blame.
Okay, if I'm going to continue on with this defense a little bit here, and I'm not, I don't want to put myself in the corner of defending Stefanski.
A stapologist.
Ask Fanta if I'm in the corner of defending Stefanski, okay? That man will tell you.
And then I'll tell you the other thing the next week.
The old Fanta flip flop.
Fanta flip flop.
He's good for a Fanta flip flop once a week. But like, if I was trying to defend him in some sense, in some sort of way, I would argue like, I have a say in who the quarterback is. Andrew Berry listens to what I have to say. That's great. But quarterbacks of elite, or at least the average league average quarterbacks don't grow on trees. Like for this upcoming season, where was he going to find a quarterback that was going to be anything close to 15th best in the NFL this year?
I mean, he was trying to find it in Kenny Pickett, and then they traded Kenny Pickett for a fifth round.
But that's, again, that's disingenuous to begin with, because you know that Kenny Pickett is not even close to league average right now.
They still spoke about him as if he was the second coming of Sam Darnold.
They might have spoke on him, but the reality is that the expectation that he was a league average quarterback when they traded a fifth round pick for him is just not true.
What about Dylan Gabriel? Because they drafted him too.
In the third round.
I just think it's kind of bananas. I can't hold Kevin Stefanski accountable for any quarterback. I'm not saying you're not.
You for sure get to. And I'm on your side more times than not when it comes to this conversation. But I do understand the people that for this season look around and say, okay, his deck isn't completely full. What are we really expecting out of him this year? I think this year alone, it's not the worst rebuttal.
So I think maybe that's it. I think people, and I think Ross is doing a little bit of this too. I think a lot of people that we've had on have tried to parse apart and put the emphasis on this year. And it's like, once you're 6 years in, shockingly amazing kind of run here, the bulk of the work, the body of the work speaks as much as any individual season, specifically what could be the last season. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to run trumped up charges on Kevin Stefanski for this year because, well, look at the quarterback. Well, look at this. Well, look at the offensive pieces, whatever, because I have the rest of the failure. I can go, well, this is just the cherry on top of the rest of the failure.
And so I think that's where the difference lies, right? I think some people are, they're almost just, they're saying it's a blank slate. You get a brand new start. Meanwhile, people like you and I are trying to have a full six-year evaluation, and you see where it gets a little conflated between the two.
216-474-0092. So we are talking about Kevin Stefanski, and are you concerned you won't be able to fairly and accurately grade Kevin Stefanski off this year because of the weapons? I have a real hard time just putting it all on this season. Jim in Strongsville, welcome to the show, Jim.
Hey, boys. It's been a pleasure listening to you all day.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you call in for these 2 minutes.
Yep, that's what your wife says. Anyways, so look,
even go two rounds there, buddy.
Well, no. Listen, I don't want to get sidetracked. Anyways.
You got a rehearsed call to get to.
Not so rehearsed. Listen, I wouldn't let Kevin Stefanski develop this next quarterback. The one thing we've seen over 5 years is that what quarterback has he developed? every time he's taken a quarterback that we think's his guy, it was like, what, DTR? I mean, he takes these little guys that are system guys. I mean, I think I never would have thought this because he doesn't come across this way, but I think ego is a huge problem with him with quarterbacks. Like, you can go back to the Baker thing, and I don't know what happened, and I'm certainly no Baker apologist, but you can go back to that. Clearly, there was something, there was a reason it didn't work out, and he was a big part of the reason it didn't work out. Yes, Baker was also a reason that it didn't work out, but Kevin Stefanski is the head coach. He's the offensive coordinator. It's incumbent upon him to overcome those things. So I'm that convinced that you can bring in a top 10 talented quarter, you know, top 10 pick, talented quarter, top quarterback in this draft, and have confidence Kevin Stefanski is going to bring this kid up and he's going to develop him in the way that he needs to be developed.
So
I just haven't seen it.
What's interesting about what you're saying is there was something we interviewed Brian Billick either last week or the week before that. And thank you for the call, bud. We interviewed him and he said something. We were talking about like, all right, build like what quarterback would you love to build an offense around?
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about Joe Burrow, and he was talking about the ability to build around Joe Burrow as opposed to like a ridiculously physically talented quarterback like a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes who could do it all themselves. And the idea that if you aren't a 6'5", 250-pound, incredibly athletic, gifted runner and a rocket arm passer like Josh Allen, it's more enjoyable as a coach to build around a more physically limited quarterback because you can do more things and you have more of a role in the success.
Yeah, I mean, that you're describing Shanahan in many ways.
Well, and what was interesting to me is it unlocked an idea of that, and you can call it ego, and I don't think you'd be wrong. I do think it's a little, I don't say boring. I think coaches like to be more of a reason your team had success with that quarterback, and that's why so many guys have lined up to pay Kirk Cousins in a skewed drafting a physical wild card like a Josh Allen, a Cam Newton, or a Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I mean, think about how the Josh Allen conversation goes down. It's not that Sean McDermott's great. In fact, Sean McDermott's one failed postseason appearance this season away from being fired. Mm-hmm. Like, this is how this works. Like, if you are now Andy Reid, because of his prior success, and I think there's just an acknowledgement that Andy Reid is just very, very good at his job. He doesn't have the same scrutiny that some of these other coaches with great quarterbacks have. But I'd even put Joe Burrow in that mix. Like, you can call him Joe Burrow limited or whatever the Billick said. But like Zach Taylor, he gets no credit in that offense.
Yeah, but what I think is interesting is with Reid, go from Donovan McNabb to Kevin Cobb to Michael Vick to Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes, they're going to be a lot of the same principles there. But if I put those offenses on tape, I'm going to tell you there's so many different derivations of those things where maybe it's because we haven't seen the bulk of work on it. I saw Kevin pivot to an offense that more fit the player once, and it was last year as a Hail Mary thing to save the Deshaun Watson thing. Mm-hmm. I think if you go the through line between his first year offense with Baker Mayfield and the last year they ran the pure Stefanski offense with Deshaun before 2023, I kind of think you're going to see very, very similar offenses, like almost identical offenses.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
And Kevin says, that we got plenty of different wrinkles. And I'm like, I ain't seen no wrinkles.
Well, but I also think there's a reason why the players you mentioned within the Andy Reid timeline, that's the best they've ever looked, have all been with Andy Reid.
216-474-0092. How long of I'm looking at the wrong piece of paper. That's great there. I almost gave you a different topic for a different hour. It's been a banner day here. When it comes to Kevin Stefanski, how far do the Coach of the Year awards carry Kevin Stefanski the lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.